A degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Let a Doberman that's mean as a rattlesnake get you cornered, and only thing in your way is a 6-foot fence. I said, then you go from jumping 2 inches to diving over that fence. Fosbury flop, you know, Western roll. But what we need today is for our potential to be maximized. That's the problem with many. There's nobody around you that will challenge you. Got quiet in the middle. There's no one to challenge your potential. You know, in therapy, when athletes are recovering from injuries and in rehab and that, you know, that stuff is tough. If you've ever recovered from an injury, you know, it's difficult. It's painful. But you got to stay with it. You got to want it, right? Somebody's going to push you. Because if it will level up to you, say, bump this. I don't want the pain. But there's somebody to push you in that to prove to you that you can get further. Amen? Well, that's what we need in our life. And you don't actually need someone in your ear. Daniel was self-motivated. Amen. At a young age. Age 12, they say between age 12 and 14, they were taken captive. But in chapter 1, and we won't go there, I'm just kind of building up to something. Daniel purposed in his heart not to partake of the king's meat. Now, this was in the face of death. Not only would the king, the prince of the eunuchs, been beheaded, he would have been beheaded too. But he purposed in his heart, I don't care. I'm going to stay true to God, to what I know, and I'm going to go with what I got. And he stood, and the first thing that happened, and this is what you have to understand, God went before him and gave him favor. Amen. See, when you decide, amen, I'm going all the way with him. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to let the doctors determine my outcome. Thank God what they can do for me and how they've helped me. But Lord, I'm dependent on you. At the end of the day, I've been healed by his stripes. Come on, somebody. You got to maximize your potentials. So today, I want to start in a new series. I've entitled this series, Divine Potential. Amen. Divine Potential. Let me start with giving you a few statements. I've said this before, I'll say it again and again. The major struggle today with Christianity is in our identity. Our identity. We know buzzwords, we know the right things to say. You know, a lot of us even know when to say amen. Some of us ain't learned that yet. You know, we know the church thing. We know it. But do you know who you are for real? Do you know your role here on planet Earth? Not someday in the sweet by and by, but right now. The major struggle that many have is with their identity. You see, our identity is only as sound as our foundation. See, a lot of folks just try to grab stuff, but you don't have a foundation. And so you run a little while with it, and then you find that you don't have the substance. Faith is a substance. It's a reality. Faith is not some clouded thing, you know, I don't know, you know, maybe I got faith. No, faith is a substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is an evidence. Bro, how you know that's going to happen? I got evidence. I got the evidence. You know, in a court of law, if you ain't got no evidence, they kick it out. Where's the evidence? Well, I ain't really got no evidence, but in the court of heaven, faith is the evidence. It's the currency. It's how you barter. That's why we are told not to fight necessarily the devil, but fight the good fight of faith. He's always trying to undermine your faith, limit your vision, put you in a box. And, you know, people are good at putting people in boxes. I love what I see in young people because they're so creative. They're so off the charts with a lot of stuff. They color outside the lines. They do stuff that a lot of times the older generation is afraid of. Not knocking the older generation, because how many know the younger generation needs the Joshuas and Calebs? But they need Joshuas and Calebs. They don't need old dusty, you know, sitting in the rocking chair. No, they need Joshuas and Calebs. Yeah, I'm a little older, but let's go. Hey, I'm still well able to go in and possess this land. I got a promise and I ain't let it go yet. Amen. So the struggle, and God has placed me on a mission to change or transform your soul realm. Amen. So a whole lot of stuff ceases to be a struggle. You know, this is why I love going into these nations, call it third world or whatever, because the cultures have had people bound for so long. Amen. Economies have had people bound for so long. Limitations, you just don't know, even in the natural, how good we have it here. Amen. Until you spend some time where people are just used to not having it good. Amen. Used to limitations, used to secondhand stuff. Amen. Even the roads we drive on. Amen. You talk about all that construction. They're always working on the roads. You better be glad. Construction again. Thank you, Jesus. See, our identity is only going to be as sound as our foundation. Okay? Now, our status. Now, I want to talk today. I've entitled this From Status to Stature. That's our journey. But our status is that of a son. We are sons. Many have trouble with that. Many have trouble with that because of natural relationships. When natural family structure is distorted, perverted, abusive, then the picture's not clear. You know, thank God for his grace and mercy, because if the father wasn't in place when we were growing up, or if he was abusive or whatever he might have been that was wrong, he was still a father. Thank God for that. But your perception of God the Father can very well be distorted. You know, a little child one time in kindergarten or something, they had to draw pictures of their father. And, you know, they draw little stick figures. And one little boy, I think it was, drew a picture of his father. You know, But his father had a real big hand. Little stick figure, but the hand was real big. So you know, his father used the hand on him a lot. But see, sometimes that's our perception of God the Father. Always ready to use the hand on us. Legalistic. Judgmental. You need to come to understand your Heavenly Father's heart. He's an Abba Father. But see, your identity is only as sound as your foundation. That's why people are sometimes so harsh with other people and so judgmental, because they think God is judgmental. They think God is harsh. They think God is always after perfection and all. And so they judge you like that. They're harsh and critical with you like that. But that's not how God is. Your identity is only as sound as your foundation. Now God is not a God where anything goes, anytime, any old kind of way, do what you want to do. Now that's not God either. But he's a father. Amen? Now our status is that of a son. Somebody say, I'm a son of the living God. That's for women too. Say it again. I'm a son of the living God. Say it one time for the Holy Ghost. I am a son of the living God. That is our status. That's our status. We were born into a family. Trace the words or the phrase son of God from the beginning. Adam was the first son of God. Angels in the book of Job are called the sons of God. Christ himself was the son of God. And then we are sons of God. Only four times you see it. And why? It's something unique to this sonship. Adam was not born, as I said before, of the sperm and the egg. Amen. Adam was born from God. Amen. God created him. Amen. The angels were not born from sperm and egg. In the natural sense, God formed them. Amen. Christ, the Lord only borrowed the womb of Mary to make Jesus legal in the planet. Amen. But it wasn't Joseph and Mary that had Jesus. He was born of the Father. Amen. Through the womb. And so now there are three sons that made them sons of God. Now we are sons of God. Why? We've not been born again by the will of man. Amen. Amen. Mama and daddy had nothing to do with this. As far as coming together intimately for us to be saved. Amen. Amen. We weren't born again by the will of man nor by flesh. Amen. This thing was done by God. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm a son of God. Man had nothing to do with this. Man cannot explain this. There's nothing natural about this. We were born from above. Born by the Spirit of God. God himself. Do you know who you are? Walking around here like you've been beat down, you're broke, busted, and disgusted, not a friend in the world, no hope, and yet you're a son of God. Walking around like Mephibosheth in Lodibar, but you're a covenant child.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.